Hello, everyone, and welcome back to your favorite all-queer D&D-based podcast. My name is Dusty, my pronouns are they, she, and I play Ivy Knight Breeze Tinker Fae, whose pronouns are she, her. And today, I am just a little guy. Just a little guy.
Just a little guy.
In your walls, eating your drywall.
Just a little guy. I was going to say telling you to, like, drink water, but okay. Hello, everyone.
You can eat my drywall.
You can eat my drywall anytime. Hello, everyone.
You're worth it.
Yeah. You're worth the price of new drywall.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ariana. My pronouns are she, her. I play Alara Spindlespark, whose pronouns are also she, her. And I don't know where this intro is going to go, but I know we're at the end of Oladel. So happy, sad tears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hello, everyone. My name is Wayra. My pronouns are she, they. And I play Varys. His pronouns are he, they. I don't have to DM anymore. It's a nice break. take the wheel, Dusty. Take the wheel.
Take the wheel.
Dusty, take the wheel.
I'm very excited about it.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Somebody's Heroes. We are a D&D podcast that tells the tale of three player parties on the continent of Tor Samil, whose actions or inactions directly affect each other. This season, there are...
The Chaosities, an adventuring party traveling to the city of Taliba for the Founders' Day Fair.
The Raven Court. Six monstrous leaders from across the continent, each with their own agenda.
And the Fate Makers. Four off-the-rails idiots who don't know what in the hells is going on.
New audio drops every Tuesday wherever you listen to podcasts, with the occasional surprise world-building live stream over on Twitch. There's Somebody's Heroes. Hopefully yours.
A note regarding content warnings. This campaign is a dark fantasy that deals consistently with topics of body horror, complicated relationship dynamics, emotional distress, fantasy violence, gore, mechanized spiders, mental health and illness, profanity, and romantic and sexual relationships. A full list of episode-specific content warnings can always be found in the show notes of each episode. Last time, the town of Oladel held a ceremony to thank Tuo for saving the town and fixing the dam. Ivy was given the key to Oladel, Vymor, and Tancerid, and Alara and Varys were given a tuning fork to the town. After a touching speech from Reshma, the town leader, everyone watched as Wisp turned on the dam. The crowd cheered as power and water were finally restored, and then the party commenced. The inn was transformed with beautiful decorations to celebrate the occasion, and specialty drinks were named after our three heroes. Varys and Ivy wasted no time sampling each other's namesake drinks, while Alara took her time getting downstairs. When she did, she watched Jerek and Varys having a rather close conversation, and we pick up now in the moments of Alara coming down the stairs.
Okay, so we're going to cut over to Varys and Jerek.
Mm.
We're currently chatting at the bar. What are y'all talking about? Jerek sidles up to Varys at the bar. He's already got a drink in hand. I don't think he's drinking one of the drinks just yet. It's just an ale right now.
Varys has drank one of each already.
Yeah. Which one do you have right now?
Alara, I think, is what I said.
So Varys, you're waiting for Ivy to get her second drink when you feel somebody like gently place their hand on the side of your arm.
He turns to the person.
It's Jerek, the legend from the capital.
I think that he is surprised, but like not unpleasantly so. I think he like casually like leans on the bar a little bit and looks at him. Says, well, fancy seeing you here.
He smiles. I never miss a chance to celebrate.
He nods and takes a sip of his drink. Nor should you.
Is that one any good?
It's not bad. It's a little, I prefer harder liquor typically, but it's a good taste.
He nods, and he smirks a bit. He's like, I also prefer harder things.
Wow. He smirks a bit, and he's like, oh, that I'm aware.
He smiles. If you don't find yourself otherwise engaged, we can have an after party in my place.
I think he thinks about it for a second. Well, I suppose if I don't, I'll come find you at the end of the night.
So during the conversation, Jarek's hand sort of like migrated downwards to rest on the top of Varys' hip, very gently, And in a way that, like, if Varys wanted to move, he could.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the conversation is over, Jarek smiles and walks away, his fingers, like, gently trailing the front of Varys' pants as he goes. And Alara, you see all of this. And that is when you feel a presence sidle up to you.
Alara?
Yep.
Varys watches Jarek walk away for a second and turn to his drink. And when he turns to his drink, that's when he sees Alara coming. And then he's kind of like, fuck.
Ivy's so oblivious getting her drink.
For the first time ever. Ivy's just like,
she would eat this shit up.
She really would. And she's too busy. She's too busy trying to get a drink.
Ugh. I love it. But as he notices that Alara is coming down and has entered the, you know, party, I think he watches Novik come up to Alara and he keeps himself from rolling his eyes. It's very difficult, but he does. And Novik does settle up to you, Alara. And beside you, I think you hear him clear, someone clear their throat so as not to make you startled.
She jumps, not jumps, but like snaps out of, you know, when someone is like staring at something and she looks over.
Hi.
Good evening, Alara.
Happy party.
Chuckles. Happy celebration. You look beautiful.
She definitely blushes and like looks down at her dress.
You look beautiful as well.
I'm sure he looks beautiful. I don't know what he's wearing.
I think that Novik is wearing this red two-piece kind of outfit. The top is very cropped and low cut. Crop tops seem to be his thing when he's not working. So it does not have a back for the top. Instead, it's more like a kind of some straps, goldish in color. But the front is like kind of crisscross and comes up from the bottom in like a diamond kind of top shape. Essentially, it's just covering his pecs. And then the lower half is, it's long on the back. And then at the sides, there are two slits that kind of come up to his hip. You can very much see like the V line that he has for his abs. And then there's like a cloth that comes down over top, of course, to cover the front. And that kind of goes to his ankles. And then he's got kind of like gold sandals on. I think that when he stands still, it does, like, it looks like a skirt. But when he kind of shifts his hip, you can very much see the slits. I appreciate that. I'm a little surprised that you came to the party at all. You seemed like you were uncomfortable by the idea.
Well, I wasn't going to. Because I was thinking that there's still a lot of stuff that I could be working on. But, you know, everybody is here. And things have been really tough and things were really dangerous. So, have to celebrate the good times, I guess.
And you should. It's good to relax when you can. Are you a dancer, by chance?
She laughs.
And she shakes her head no. Nope.
So no chance I could tempt you for one?
She shakes her head no.
Chuckles. Well, if you change your mind while you're down here, definitely should get a drink. If you drink at all. They're really good.
I was going to go outside. It's kind of stuffy in here.
Hmm. Would you like some company?
She shrugs. If you didn't have any other plans. And you're not a doppelganger.
And she looks at you.
Chuckles. I'm not a doppelganger. And I don't have any other plans.
She glances at Varys and she's sure she sees Ivy at the bar. Just like, you know, bullshitting and chit-chatting.
Mm-hmm.
And she walks outside. Because it's all open, right?
Yeah.
And there's like people and partying outside too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah. Yeah, he'll follow you out and he'll go tell you about the party games that are happening around and see if you're interested in any of them.
What's your favorite game that's here?
What were the games that were listed again, Dusty?
Yeah, no, you're good. Druid racing, some card games, like dice games. There's a dance floor, there's a band, there's a shell game inside the bar.
The druid games are kind of funny. It's animal racing, but druids who are doing it.
She laughs.
He chuckles. It's a little silly. I also like card games. What about you?
Let's do a card game.
All right. I think the entire time that you're talking to Novik, Alara, Varys is watching and taking a sip of his, and like is sipping his drink, but not actually. It just looks like he's about to. And then when you're walking out with Novik, he downs the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I will say too that she does like glance back and around at some points, just trying to get an eye on Varys and Ivy. And she's also curious to see if Jarek and Varys are, like, chatting together. And so, like, when Novik does first approach her, it was probably obvious that she was watching the exchange between them, and she looks disappointed. Constitution. Everybody's still good, right? I think you guys passed your con saves last time.
I rolled 3 last time, and I got a 19 on the die.
19 is a pass. Oh, yeah. It'll go up the more you drink.
I've had 4 now.
Are there drinks outside, too?
Yes. They're not as, like, specialized. It's just, like, you want to go get a cup of ale, you can go to a tap and get it. Water, obviously.
Mead.
Juices and things like that for people who don't drink.
Alara's going to have a drink, too.
Okay, so you sit down at a table.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play a game called 12. So take 2d6s out.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be first one to 12 wins.
Ooh.
So we're going to you're going to each roll. Mm-hmm. Ones are worth either 1 or 10, depending on which one better suits you. So for example, 11. Yep. And so you'll roll again. It's like a new round every time.
Okay.
So if you roll like a 1 and a 2, you win, or a 6 and a 6, you win. Cool?
Yep.
So first round.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Nope. 2 3s.
Okay. Next round.
I got a 5 twice.
So 10.
2 4s. I got a 5 3 times. I'm not joking. I got a 4 and a 1 3 times.
I'm at 10 right now.
7.
So it's each new round.
Oh, so you just have to go add until you get.
No. Yeah, it's each new round. Sorry.
Okay, so hold on. You're rolling too much.
Sorry.
So let's start over. So it's each new round.
We have to roll at the same time.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to have another person join too.
Hold on. Are you going to slow? You got to slow your roll.
So Tice is going to sit down at the table. Her Pteranodon Tice behind her, looking over everybody at the...
I think when Tice joins the table, Novik nods to her and is like, Tice, good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Tice. I don't really think we, like, actually met last time.
Alara's Spinelspark of Elisora.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we're doing that. Full name, Justice. You can call me Tice from Illwraith.
Oh, is that your home plane?
It is, yeah.
Well, nice to meet you. Are you ready to play?
Mm-hmm.
On your marks, get set.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
8.
Nope. No, 8 as well.
6, 3, 2, 1, go.
7.
I got a 5. 3, 2, 1, go.
Nope.
Nope. Wait, that one's cocked. I'm rolling again. Nope.
3, 2, 1, go.
Nope.
12.
No. Hey!
Novik wins!
Everyone hears the table shout out. Hey!
Hey! High fives all around.
Cheers! She holds up her mug. Is it a mug? She has a mug.
Yeah, if you got ale, it's a mug.
Cheers.
He clinks his mug with yours.
She takes a sip. Now what?
We go again.
As you guys play another round, we're going to swing over to Varys and Ivy.
Ooh.
Ivy has just gotten her drink and goes over to Varys. And she takes a sip and then she looks at him. What's wrong with you?
He is ordering a much stronger drink.
Yeah, that's why she's like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
She can feel his aura shift.
I don't know what you mean. And he sips essentially what is scotch.
Well, you went from having the fun fruity drinks to just whatever will get me drunk the fastest.
You know, sometimes your ability to read people is very annoying.
I honestly feel like that's just me as a person is very annoying.
No. No, you as a person is wonderful. So don't say that.
Well, we're changing topics. I'm going back to the original topic. What's wrong with you?
Nothing especially.
Insight check.
Beat my deception. 22.
Nice.
Jesus Christ.
I know, it's so annoying.
He's not banned anymore.
Well, it doesn't matter. I was gonna say, both of you need to make con saves if you're drinking another drink, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, you might be at disadvantage soon.
I'm good. You've had how many, Varys?
This is my 5th.
5th?
22 for a con save fine. As well.
You're fine.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm on my third drink.
Aw, what'd you get to drink?
I rounded out my drinks with the IV.
Love it. Laura's on her first. I need to roll.
19? Or 1?
Natural 1.
Girl.
I swear to God. I swear.
Are you drunk right now?
You're buzzed. You're already feeling tipsy.
One drunk.
You're already feeling tipsy from one drink.
You know what? That tracks because she doesn't drink very often. And you know how when like everyone is drinking around you, it's like the placebo effect. So she's like giddy, you know, she's like giddy tipsy. Okay. I'll take it.
So you're tipsy. You don't have any sort of disadvantages at this point.
Okay. I have to write this. I'm going to keep track of this. I need to write it down.
So first level of intoxication is going to be a 1d4 bane, essentially.
Love it.
Nice. Okay.
Level 2 of intoxication will be a d6. Level 3, you need to go to sleep and your body will make you go to sleep.
I have to pull up Novik's character sheet because he's drinking too.
How many has he had?
He's got one. Oh, he's on a second, actually. Sorry, I lied.
So he's at a 4. He's got to be to 4.
Okay, yeah, 6.
Oh, God, barely. So it's going to go as follows. Tipsy, you're fine. Level 1, level 2, sleep.
So right now I'm tipsy.
Yeah, you're tipsy.
Woo. The goal is to get to sleep.
Your goal is to get to sleep.
Or like the level before sleep.
Level 3, where you're at a D6 of impairment.
Bane.
D6 of impairment. I love it.
I'm going to keep
track. Sorry, deception versus insight.
Yes.
14.
Wait, hold on, what?
Rollies. 13.
5. Damn it. I think she studies you a moment longer and just goes, all right. Where's Alara?
Got him.
Yeah, it's going to prompt another insight check for sure. He says, as he lifts the glass up to take another drink, so she went out with Novik. He says it very calmly.
Mm-hmm. She nods.
Maybe make another insight check when he says that.
Okay. I got a 10, so you have to roll deception.
I also don't think you need to roll insight for that comment. I'm just saying.
It's okay, because it's an 8. Uh-huh.
She nods, takes a sip of her drink, and just looks at him.
The only thing that gives away that he's upset is the tightening of his jaw.
Mm-hmm. It's nice that she's branching out to more people.
He nods. I agree. And I'm glad she came down to, you know, celebrate. I was worried she would stay upstairs the whole night.
Me too. I'm just confused as to why she didn't come over to us first.
Vera's gonna put the alcohol down on the bar. I don't know for sure, but I think it might have been because she saw Jarek flirting with me, so she maybe didn't want to interrupt.
Oh. Hmm. Was that a established flirting or something new?
What do you mean by established?
Was he emboldened by liquor or have you flirted before?
So, I think that he looks at you, he's like, more than flirting, for sure.
Cool. I don't want to know anything more.
I'm not going to give you details.
Glad we're on the same page there.
Yes, right.
So do we want to go find Alara, or do you want to leave her alone with Novik?
Well, I would like to let her do her thing, you know. I eventually would like to find her, you know.
Mm-hmm. You want to give Novik more time to woo her?
He picks up the alcohol and fucking downs it.
Yep. Roll, bitch. I say with all the love in my heart.
Natural 1.
No way.
You're tipsy.
Cool.
You feel the alcohol like wash over you.
And he asked for another one. But he's not going to drink it yet. I'm not going to stomp her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or him.
Mm-hmm.
Them.
Mm-hmm. So you're completely okay with someone else encroaching on your territory, or?
So, there's the thing. She's not a person to be claimed, you know? Like, so she's not something to claim.
Mm-hmm.
She's her own person. She can do what she wants, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, she's beautiful. Of course, people are going to hit on her.
Mm-hmm. Ivy downs her own drink.
Roll.
Yeah. Immediately. So I'm at 2, 4, 6. Okay. 4. So Ivy's tipsy now.
Yay.
Nice.
3 of them were on the same level.
Yeah. Damn. She gets her own drink again. Yeah. Ivy's tipsy now. You see it in the way the alcohol like flushes over her skin.
Mm-hmm.
And she just, I think she just smiles at you. And she pats your arm. And she's like, she's completely her own person, for sure. I also see the way you look at her.
He nods.
But listen, if you want to self-sabotage, be my guest. You're also your own person, and you're allowed to ruin your chances.
I will tell her eventually.
She laughs, actually laughs.
No, seriously, I will. I just have a few things to sort out. And he taps his head up here first.
She nods. I would just make sure that when it is sorted out, it's not too late.
I nods. But in the meantime, if somebody wants to give her a bunch of compliments and make her more confident in herself, by all means.
She nods.
Plus, I did flirt back with Jarek, so she probably has her own idea.
Right. You know, you're Manhole, we know that.
He laughs.
This, right.
Mm-hmm. She shrugs.
He doesn't get, he's not going to deny it.
And then she's like, do you want to go bet on the shells?
Oh, shit. Yes, I do. I want to try that. He's got like a light flush, I think, on his cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It, on his ears, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a little bit.
Yeah. Ivy's got one, too. So you walk up to a Summer Ladrin who is in this like full ocean regalia because she's got these like shells in front of her.
Love it.
Jesus Christ. Surround sound. They're these like beautiful but very big shell, half shells, and she's got a pearl underneath them, underneath one of them. And she's like, she motions, so she's like, which one do you think it is?
She has 3 in front of her?
Actually, I'm gonna do, she's got 4, because then I can roll a d4. So 1, 2, 3, or 4, which one do you think it is?
I think it's 3.
Okay, I'm gonna roll a d4, and if I roll a 3, it is a 3. Ready?
Yes.
She lifts up 3 and there's nothing underneath there.
Damn.
She lifts up 4 and the pearl is there.
Damn. That was the second guess I had.
You watch as she like mixes them around very, very quickly.
Ooh, can you try to like roll to like see or?
Yeah, perception.
14.
You think you follow it. You are pretty sure that it is either, here, I'm going to roll first. You're pretty sure it's in either 1 or 2.
Hmm. 2.
She lifts up 2 and there's nothing under there. She lifts up 1 and it's under there.
He chuckles. You should give it a shot, Ivy.
Sure. And again, the ladron mixes it up very quickly. Ivy's also going to roll a perception. Ivy rolled an 11, so she doesn't know. But I need somebody else to roll a d4 for me.
Me!
Do it.
4. Wait, was I supposed to tell you?
No, you were not supposed to tell me.
Do it again.
Okay.
So roll again and don't tell me.
I rolled again.
Okay, thank you. Hmm. She's going to look at them and she's going to go, 2.
2, you're right. She picks it up. Who's a 2?
Yeah.
Incredible.
And there's like a small round of applause. And
yeah, yay! Bruce pops. Impressed, genuinely.
She curtsies.
She's like, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I know I'm so good. I pick numbers.
I think we should go check out the druid racing and maybe we can meet Alara and Novik there.
Yeah.
So I think when you guys go out, you see Alara and Novik. Does Tice stay, you think?
Yeah, why not? Tice with her pteranodon behind her.
Tice. And nice. You see Rayla.
And Rayla. Okay.
Yeah. All at the druid race.
Ivy's going to finish her drink real quick. Grab another one.
So when we grab the next one is when we have to roll, or right? It's not every time we take a sip.
It's when you finish the one that you're currently drinking.
Con save.
This is my, I finished my 4th one, so I'm good. It was very close to not being good, but I grab another drink on my way out.
Cool. Ferris is going to nurse the one he has right now. So I'll let you know when he finishes it.
What about Novik? Does he finish his on his way out or?
Oh yeah, he gets another one too.
Okay, so roll.
Alara also gets another one.
Hell yeah.
I swear to God, It's a natural one. Again, I swear.
Are you rolling with your non-dominant?
No, I'm rolling with my left hand. I'm going to roll with my right just to see.
Nova got a 21.
That was an 8.
So you would have been fine. But you're now drunk.
Are you kidding me?
You're at a level 1 drunk. So anything you want to do from now on, you have a D4 of complication.
Great.
I want everyone to just take a moment and think about what they're like at the different stages of drunk as we get further into this.
I think Varys needs to stop.
Obsessed.
I think he needs to stop.
You just had this like premonition.
Well, I just had a thought of like when was the last time that he was drunk, and it was definitely when he was a bad person. So.
Does he know he needs to stop though?
I don't know. We'll make an inside check on him in a second. Nova's good. I think he's just he's nursing his stein of beer, and is like keeping an eye on Alara because she's getting like drunk, right? She wants to make sure that she doesn't trip and hurt herself or someone is like mean.
She's just laughing and she's giggling and she's excited about Aww. Everything is amazing.
Aww.
Yeah, he's glad she's having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
When Novik is at a party and not on duty, he's a lot more sociable.
Mm.
So he's chatting Rayla and Tyce and Alara up. No problem. He's a little awkward about it, but like he's familiar with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyce is fine.
Rayla's tipsy. I got another natural one on a different
guy. Jesus Christ!
I swear to God. I fucking swear to God.
That's so funny.
So Rayla's tipsy, and cool. She's like competitively cheering on her druid right now.
Oh, yeah.
What's the druid racing situation?
So there are 4 druids
mm-hmm.
who are taking popular vote for which animal that they turn into.
Okay.
These are very high level druids, I feel like. So they've got
love it
pretty decent amount of
a lot.
Wild shapes.
Okay.
And there are some waiting in the wings to like take turns. Right now, they just finished a race as porcupines.
Love it.
So now they're coming back to the start and they're like, everybody's like shouting out animals.
What are the options?
Any small animal you can think of. And medium and small animals, like a pig. You could pick a pig if you wanted to.
Rabbits?
Yeah, rabbits would be cute.
Okay. Yeah, so someone shouts out rabbits and you watch as all of them turn into rabbits.
Nice.
I will say there is a difference in their wild shape versus how Ivy wild shapes. Ivy's, you know, pours out from her and envelops her. This is basically just like a quick flash of their colors and then they're different.
Nice.
They all start up. Like I said, there's 4 druids, so you can pick 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Okay. Alara's going to bet on the third one.
So wait before you roll.
Wait, Rayla's going to bet on the second one. I was just rolling to see which one Rayla bets
okay.
on.
Okay, what does Varys pick?
They're not there yet, are they?
Yeah, I think we sidle up just before the betting ends.
Okay.
I need Varys and Novik.
Yeah, Novik will take 4.
Ivy will take 1.
Varys will do 3.
What about Tyce?
Tyce is going to pick 4. So I'm going to roll a D4. So the race begins. You watch as different colored rabbits start racing towards. I think one of them is green, another one is like blue, brown, white, that kind of stuff. And it is number 1 that wins. So hey. Ivy picked 1.
Hell yeah.
Rayla turns and looks at you and just like is like gently like doing like this kind of clap, you know, with like a smirk on her face.
Ivy full on blushes.
Aww.
I love it.
Wanna do it again?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. I'm sticking with 3.
You're sticking with 3? Okay.
I'm sticking with 3 too. What kind of animal do we want this time?
The weird squirrel, not squirrel.
The headless squirrel?
Yeah.
No. Amazing.
Squirrel backwards.
The underdark Omar's squirrel?
Omar's like, oh.
Varys yells underdark squirrel. And there's a pause. And they all just go, okay.
No.
Rayla's going with 1.
Okay, Tyce is going to pick 4. Novik is going to pick?
4 again. Varys sticking with 3.
And Alara's taking 3.
Okay. That is 3.
Hey!
Hey! Let's go.
So Alara and Varys win.
clapping, and then she turns to where's Varys and Ivy standing?
I feel like there's like three people in between us. So like we just kind of notice that we're, you know, near each other.
Yeah. Cause you like cheer when yours wins too.
Yeah.
And she runs over and gives you a high five and her face is like a fucking tomato. Like splotchy and red.
Are you all right, Alara?
She's like out of breath from like jumping and clapping.
She's a happy drunk. I love it.
Yeah.
Are you all right?
Are you all right?
She takes a deep breath. Yeah, we won. I mean, I won. You won too. So that was cool.
We did. Yes.
How's it going?
Good. Good. You look like you're having the time of your life, which is great.
It's a lot of fun.
It is. How's the group treating you? And, like, nods towards the three of them over there.
She goes, like, puts her hand over her mouth, and she, like, leans in towards you, Ivy, and she goes, Ivy!
Yes?
Rayla's really nice. And she, like, leans in a little too close and then, like, stands up straight. And she says it loud, too.
Yeah. All right.
She looks over. And, like, Rayla's looking right at Alara. She asked about you.
Oh?
She nods.
What about me?
She said, I think she was trying to be, like, nonchalant about it. But,
mm-hmm.
I knew. I know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Drunk Alara is perceptive, Alara.
What do you know, Alara?
Talk to her. You should go talk to her.
What do you know? What did you see with your special eyes?
You should give her a kiss.
Oh.
Or maybe like a hug. Only if you want to, though. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She likes you.
Hmm. Interesting. Varys finishes his drink.
Roll. So does Ivy, actually. Yeah.
19.
Yeah, you're good.
But now his DC is 12, right?
Yeah. Ivy's also all right.
Well, we should join groups, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
What, like that, the group over there?
Why not?
Of course. And he puts his arm around both of you.
She like stumbles a little.
Yeah. He leads y'all over to the group and he positions Ivy so she's right beside Rayla.
Obsessed. She's never met Varys, right, Rayla?
Mm-mm. She saw the two of them when Alara was having her mentee bee.
Mm-hmm. So Alara goes, okay, hello everyone. This is the, we're going to do formal introductions, okay? So, Rayla, you know Ivy. Rayla nods and she waves.
I would hope so.
Varys, this is Rayla.
Oh, pleasure. And he holds out a hand.
And Tice, this is Ivy, Lady, as some people know her.
No, just Ivy.
And Varys. Tice has a dinosaur.
It is like behind Tice, just staring.
Love it.
Varys is delighted.
And then Novik, you know Ivy and you know Varys.
I do. Mm-hmm.
She nods.
And he comes over. The group kind of like, I guess, circles up kind of while you do this introduction. And Novik kind of like gives Varys like a gentle like slap on the shoulder, like, good to see you again. Just like, you too.
Hello, everyone. And she waves. I think we can just sort of like montage through the rest of this, right? We play some more games. We have some more drinks. I need everybody to roll with however many drinks they feel like they are going to down in the next hour.
Alara's going to have one more. So she got a 17 and then I'll do one more and a 12. So she passes both. Rayla's only going to have one more. She got a 10, so she passes. So Rayla's just tipsy.
Ivy is level 1 drunk.
Varys passes both. The first one narrowly. He's going to down 2 in an hour.
Okay.
So his DC is now 16.
She is level 1 drunk. And you know when Ivy passes the threshold from tipsy to drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Because she is suddenly like touchy-feely. Aww. She tries very hard to hold off with Alara.
Yeah.
Because she knows that Alara doesn't like to be touched.
Mm-hmm.
I do think there are times where she finds herself like holding on to the sleeve of your jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Not touching you.
She's not wearing her jacket. She's just wearing her dress.
There are times where she goes to reach for the sleeve of your jacket. realizes it's not there.
Yeah.
And you watch, she does this thing where she goes, like, she's gonna reach, and then she, like, wiggles her fingers back.
Alara grabs your hand when you do that and, like, laughs and just links arms with you.
Aw.
She rests her head on your shoulder.
Aww.
Yeah.
I love it.
I definitely think they play every game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Multiple they play times. Every game.
I think that while one time while you guys are playing the games, probably like towards the end of our game spree for the night, maybe. I think that Varys gets pulled off to the dance floor by some rando. It's fine. And then ends up drinking more and starts and is like just dancing, having a ball. And then he's going to come steal everybody else for a dance.
Try to remember this guy's name.
Jerick?
No, not Jerick.
Rise?
No.
Oh my god, you do see Arias and his dragonborn friend dancing at one point.
Aww.
And he waves to you guys.
We all wave.
It's on the tip of my tongue. The halfling.
Oh, oh Felix.
Felix. Yeah. I knew it was an F name. I kept wanting to say Ferris. Felix. Felix pulls Varys onto the dance floor.
Yes.
I love it. Felix is does. Drunk.
He's been six sheets to the wind for the last like
I love it.
2 hours. He drank more than his body weight.
I feel like Alara's like leaning on like on a fence somewhere, like kind of off a little bit, but mm-hmm. like just watching everybody and like the revelry. I don't think Rayla and Ivy have said much to each other because it's just like this group setting and it's yeah. definitely like it's like a little awkward.
Yeah.
But at some point she kind of like she walks up to you and she's like, "Hey.
Hello."
So I know we kind of missed our hangout, but I was wondering if you want to dance.
I'm not a very good dancer, but sure.
Well, neither am I, so that actually works out really well. You don't make fun of me if I step on your toes, and I won't make fun of you if you step on mine.
She laughs and, like, grabs her hand and pulls her into the dance floor.
Yeah. Aww. Get it, Ivy.
Alara is watching them so happy. And she's just got a mug and she's got it like up to her lips and she's just aww. Like taking little sips as she kind of watches for sure.
Tice is coming over with a tray of shots.
Yes. Tice MVP.
Alara waves it away like, no thanks.
She's got a tray full of them, right? But they're like, there's a line down the middle you can clearly mm-hmm. see. And she hands you one of them and she's like, don't worry, this is water.
Oh, she takes it.
I'm trying to get some of them hydrated. Specifically, she points to Ivy.
Alara gives a thumbs up as she takes her little water shot.
But one of them is moonshine. So she's
nice. Like... She's choosing accordingly who gets what.
Yeah. She takes one of the shots, the water shots herself.
Love it.
And then chases it with moonshine.
No. Alara laughs.
Can I just roll to see what one Nova grabs by accident?
Yeah.
Oz's moonshine, Evens' his water. Odds.
Moonshine.
Yeah, he takes it and he just like shakes his head. He's like, oh.
yeah, I got the strong shit.
He fails.
So he's now drunk.
He is tipsy, actually. He hasn't been tipsy yet. So he's got a little flush on, which is nice.
Everybody's cheeks are flushed.
Yeah.
Tice finishes her shot. Goes woo and then walks into the dance floor.
I love it. I love her.
I adore Tice.
She's a woo girl.
Your honor, she's my fave. I think that Novik at some point is gonna grab a shot of moonshine mm-hmm. and he's gonna grab Varys and he's gonna go dance with Varys.
Yeah.
And he makes Varys take the moonshine shot.
Jesus Christ. I am obsessed.
Which he fails, so Varys is now level one drunk.
Woo! Do they talk while they're dancing?
Oh yeah, they're chatting and laughing, which is kind of nice.
How cute.
Varys yeah. pulls an Uno reverse and sleeps with Novik.
I'm obsessed.
It might happen. We don't know.
I thought Novik was straight. Didn't you say Novik was straight and we were all very disappointed?
Listen, so spaghetti until you get it hot.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Obsessed.
I think, but like, he'll leave him to dance with other people after that.
Alara's like, my two boyfriends are dancing. Where's Doran? Does Doran make an appearance?
Doran?
Yeah.
He's hanging out at the side with you.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that he makes himself known by when the glass has like condensation on it, he just mm-hmm. writes fun.
Aw. She's like, Doran!
He's there to hang. And then I think after that, when Rayla is done dancing with Ivy, Varys will kidnap.
You can just cut in whenever you want. Because I think it's very casual, like, fun dancing.
Varys is going to kidnap Ivy for a little dance.
Rayla looks at Varys and puts her hand on her chest like she's appalled. And then she does, like, the eyes, like she's watching you.
Yeah, he winks at her. I will treat her with the utmost respect, I assure you.
She points and she goes, I have a medicine ball with your name on it.
Ivy laughs.
He laughs like, oh, you're the medicine ball, Tulsa. I see.
She kind of does like a mock bow.
I'll steal you for a dance later. Takes Ivy.
Ivy gets handed a shot of water. She takes it.
Yes!
I think Varys is much more relaxed and charismatic when he's drunk, I've decided.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's when his charisma comes into play.
Aw, they're dancing.
Yeah. And then Nova comes back over to your side.
Alara's taking mental pictures of her friends.
Aw.
She's like, I want to remember this.
And she's drunk, so she's not going to.
How dare you?
No, I'm kidding. Maybe she will.
She has the realization and she starts crying. No, I'm just kidding.
Novik walks over and she's sobbing.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to remember my friends. It's like the dumbest drunk thing, you know?
Yeah.
Sobbing for no reason.
I love her.
She's not crying.
Okay. Okay, because I don't know what he would do.
He would walk over, see it, and just back away
slowly. Yeah. He'd be like, I'm getting embarrassed.
Yeah, go get it.
Or Ivy.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he comes over. And he's like, are you sure I can't steal you for a dance?
She shakes her head no.
I'm not drunk enough for that yet.
I'm keeping a good eye on everyone watching. I'm watching.
He nods and he kind of stands beside you. He takes a shot of water. And after a little bit, I think he looks to you. He says, I see how you look at him.
She like whips her head and looks at you.
Mm-hmm. Like your friend Varys, I mean.
I look at him like I look at everybody else.
He chuckles. Oh yes, in a very normal way.
Mm-hmm.
He shakes his head, no. I can tell you have feelings for him.
Okay. I mean, you're, everybody is entitled to their opinion, you know?
What I don't understand is why you don't say anything.
She looks at you, like, and narrows her eyes. Well, why didn't you say anything?
About liking you?
She nods.
I was going to tonight, actually. So, in a way, I think I just did.
Oh.
But, chuckles, I'm not so selfish as to ask you to, you know, get in a relationship with someone, one, you just met. Two, I know you're trying to go home. Long distance in the same plane is one thing, but another plane is a little hard.
She laughs.
He chuckles. If you were to say yes, right?
She nods. I think you're really nice. And you have really good style. She looks at your outfit.
He chuckles. I'll take them.
And you have really good abs, which I didn't even realize. And she looks, she like points at Varys until Varys pointed it out. They really like your abs.
He looks a little surprised.
Yeah. But you're right.
Impala.
I am going home and I don't know you very well. Even though you seem really pretty great, maybe if I was sticking around, you know?
He nods. Damn, if only you were staying. But that doesn't answer my question.
Oh, I thought we were. We thought we moved past it.
No, you're not avoiding the subject with me, I'm sorry. I may be buzzed, but I'm not easily led astray from conversation.
She's watching Varys. Who's dancing? Who's he dancing with at this point? Ivy.
Ivy, yeah.
Ivy is like hanging off of Varys.
Aww.
She's got her arms around his neck.
Is he just spinning her around?
Yeah.
I love.
I think that he is, yeah.
Her like legs are like kicked up and she's like.
I love this.
He's just laughing.
She watches them for a minute and she's like genuinely smiling because it's fucking adorable. But she goes,
I don't know. I think it's really stupid how it all happens. You know, like I wasn't looking for anyone or anything, you know, and besides, I don't think he feels the same way.
He looks at you for a second, like, come on.
I think he's gay.
She
looks at you like, seriously.
He chuckles, says, you know, I had considered that as well for a moment. But I also see the way that he looks at you.
Like I'm just silly old Alara.
Like you're the most beautiful thing he's ever seen, honestly. Sometimes he looks at you like you put the stars in the sky.
She makes a face. Maybe you're just, you have rose-colored glasses on about it for some reason.
Believe me, Alara, I would like any excuse to think that he doesn't feel that way about you. I have not felt jealousy like that in a long time. As immature as it is.
She doesn't really know what to say because she's like, this is so insane to her.
Something like that. The way you two seem to click, I think, comes along very rarely in a lifetime.
She takes a deep breath.
Smiles. If you want something like that, don't let it slip away. People can disappear so quickly.
She nods after a little bit. You really are a good guy.
He smiles. I appreciate it. And you a good person as well.
She's like, yeah, but we already knew that.
Yeah. He smiles, and he does say, says, but you already knew that.
I mean, you didn't have to say this. You could have, you know, been like devious about it. And you don't even really like him.
Not the biggest fan, I will admit. But again,
he's doing his best.
He chuckles.
From like the whole evil perspective, you know, I know that you, the people of the Sealy have an issue with that, which, I mean, rightfully so, you know. But people change.
I believe that he will try. And he is trying, I believe that. And he's like watching him and Ivy dance right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if he's yet confronted what is he's running away from. And if it will be still so easy for him to fight it off when that happens. He's got a lot of choices to make in the road, I think. And it's very easy to slip.
She nods. I hope I get to see you again.
And I do. And I hope when I do, that you are just as happy, if not happier.
She smiles. I hope you're happy too.
I think I will be.
You should go dance with Ivy.
I think I might. If only to be an ass. He chuckles.
She's in a really good mood.
I see that. She's very,
Drunk Ivy's not snarky.
Well, a little bit. Let's not go that far. Well, I might go interject. And as he's saying that, Varys actually has let Ivy go back to Rayla. And is making his way over to the two of you. Oh, maybe I won't have to.
She downs her drink.
And he smirks at you.
I'm gonna roll. 5. Fail.
Level 2 drunk.
Level 2.
What's level 2 mean? What does level 2 mean?
You get a D6 now of impairment whenever you try Obsessed. To roll for something. Okay. And you are drunker.
I am drunker. I feel like that conversation was a little sobering, you know? And then she like downs her drink and she's like, whoa, let's go.
Yeah, shot of adrenaline straight through her veins.
She's love like it. the bane of my like feelings is coming over. Chug your drink.
The bane of my feelings. I love it.
Yeah, like the source of her confusion and you know all that stuff.
And he does come over and he smiles at Novik, which is bizarre. And he looks at you, Alara, and says, "Could I tempt you to dance? You can step on my feet."
She laughs. She's thinking about it. You're gonna have to really persuade me. I'm not easily swayed, she says as she's like swaying on the post that she's sitting on.
Obsessed.
Watching you sway as you say that, it's very ironic. And he takes
you
your hand.
One try. She stops.
Yeah, he takes your hand.
You get what?
And he bows and he kisses it like a perfect gentleman.
Ivy squeals.
And he says, And Laurel, may I have the stents, please?
She hops off the fence and she bows and she kisses your hand back.
Noah is delighted.
Ivy squeals again.
And she's like, yes, you may, but you probably have to help me stand up.
He smiles, says that is more than all right with me. And he will take you to the dance floor and he will just dance around with you. It doesn't matter if it looks good or not. He's just happy to dance.
I think she definitely steps on your feet after a while.
That's okay. After a little bit, and if you do it too much or like you're having trouble too much, he puts you on his feet.
Aww.
And moves around like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At one point she stops and she's like tries to spin you around, so you have to like really duck down to spin.
He'll go with it.
And then when you spin her, she like lets go and she spins all the way to Ivy.
Who was taken by Novik from Rayla for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, she clears her throat and she puts one arm behind her back and she goes, you'll have to excuse me, good sir Novik. And she puts her hand out. But I believe, she's like, okay, wait. I believe that the lady, and she bows, would like to dance with Alaris Spinelspark of Ellis, of famed Ellisora.
Famed Ellisora.
I'm obsessed with Alara. Holy fuck.
I love this so much.
Yes, but he did want to have a conversation with Ivy.
All right, so we're going to go back in time for a second. While Lara and Varys are dancing.
Yeah, Nova comes over to you, Ivy, and interrupts your conversation with Rayla.
She's like, God damn it.
Yeah. He's like, I'm sorry, Rayla. She's a very popular woman.
She nods.
Ivy waves.
He smirks. I know I'm not your type, but would you dance with me?
She laughs and nods.
He'll take you out dancing. Then as they are dancing, he's like, I don't want to get sappy with you, but I wanted you to know that you did a great job. I hope you are proud of what you did here.
I am proud of all of us as well.
He nods. What's your plan from here? Do you have one yet?
Well, if I don't get yoinked back home, there's a plant thing. She's obviously drunk.
Yeah.
Like, there's a plant thing, you know, that ways. And she, like, points nebulously.
Oh, yeah. The thing with Rayla's brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hate to talk about business at a party, but I think that you folks should probably go tomorrow. Rayla is planning to go on her own because her brother is not doing so good. He only seems to be getting worse by the hour.
Well, you know, it's the plan to go. As long as Tanya says it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think she will if I pull a face. A pleading face, you know.
He chuckles. Because you are her favorite, that is for sure.
So, for some reason.
Oh, stop. She adores you. She thinks of you as a daughter. I'll try to delay her tomorrow. And I'll find some people to go with you. But if you're looking to recruit folks to go with you in a group, I hope you'll consider me.
Of course. You don't even have to worry about that. If I can take people and you're available, you'll be going.
No, I'm available.
Beautiful.
One other thing before we turn it to fun again. You need to loosen up and I think you should go back out and date. I think it's time, Ivy.
She coughs.
She's like, yeah, he's gonna be very blunt with you.
All right.
Just date. It doesn't have to be anything serious.
100% not what I expected from you.
He just laughs. And then he's like, because I think that Novik is also drunk right now. None of his thoughts are streamlined or making sense, but he's just saying what comes to his brain. He says, in the morning, I'll probably regret how distinct his brain thoughts are, but for now, I think you should date. She clearly likes you. You two are cute together. Food for thought.
She nods.
Drunk Novik is great.
She nods.
On a completely separate note, I don't know if it's obvious or not. I know I was really, really fucking shitty to you for a long time. And I'm sorry about that.
Listen,
You and Beatrice were very close. It's only natural that you were like, if I think this bitch killed her, I'm not going to be nice.
I think if I would have taken a closer look at it, I knew how much you loved her. I should have known better.
She shrugs.
But I think you're pretty great. And I would continue to work alongside you if you ever need, without question.
She boops his nose. And she laughs and she goes, and I welcome our partnership. And I also think you need to go out and date, but not to Lara.
He laughs. I saw tonight why that is, why that's the case.
It drives me up a fucking wall. I need you to understand the sexual tension between these two. Novik. Novi.
Novi? He chokes, actually, when you call him Novi. He looks at you aghast.
Sometimes I just want to lock them in a room until they fuck.
You know, if you lock them in a room with one of those weird books that Alara likes to read, I imagine that eventually it'll
evolve. No, I honestly think the book did a lot of legwork already. Just knowing that that's a thing that she's read and liked. I saw the wheels turning. She doesn't remember that Novik doesn't know that Varys is a changeling.
And he actually asks, he's like, the doppelganger one? How does that make wheels turn? I don't under...
Oh, it does, you know. And she moves on.
Insight check.
Are you drunk?
Yes, so it's a disadvantage.
But you're both drunk, so you... it's a disadvantage, minus a
d4. Mine is a d4, too.
I'm minus a d6, baby.
And d6, baby.
Oh, boy. What'd you get?
Hold on. Let me roll this d4. 12 minus 4.
Wow. 8?
8.
18.
Nice.
Yeah, Novik, you get that there's like a connection with the book and Varys, but you're not 100% sure what it is.
He's like, and he looks at you and he looks around, he looks over at Varys and Alara, like worried, and then he looks at you and he's like, is he a doppelganger?
No, of fucking course not.
So a changeling.
Yeah.
He's like, and then he thinks about it and he's like, oh.
She nods.
Ah, okay.
You know, speaking of, if I did swing your way, Novik.
She just points at him.
He just grins and he's like, I am a very pretty man, so I understand.
You are. You are. And then this is where Alara...
Spins over.
Spins into them. Does a thing. Mm-hmm. And Ivy just laughs. And how tall is Novik?
He's like 6'1".
Okay. Yeah. She gets up on her tiptoes and pulls him down a bit and kisses his cheek as she walks away.
Aw, he smiles. And he looks at Rayla and he's like... gives her smiles. A knowing smirk.
Obsessed. As Alara drags Ivy over, Ivy's like... You know, I told him that if I swung his way.
Yeah? Alara points back.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm. There wouldn't just be art appreciating, let's just say.
It wouldn't be art appreciating.
They dance and they dance and they dance and they dance.
And they dance.
So one thing I will say, at some point, really quick, drunk Alara slips off to find Anika.
Okay.
And she walks... Is she around?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She walks up to her, like, super... Like she does, like, she... She tries to be really nonchalant. Like, she's, like... She walks by, and then she's like, oh. Hey. And she leans. She's, like, leaning.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
She's drunk, too.
Everybody drunk at this point.
Yeah. Her tail starts wagging a little bit, just waving happily behind her.
Ivy's a level 2 drunk now, by the way.
Obsessed.
A little birdie told me that you had a book recommendation for me.
She gave a paper with 2 book recommendations on it.
She did. She did. But she couldn't read. She couldn't read the whole title.
Right. Yes. Okay. I did. Yeah, I have two. She looks around like, oh, your hobbies are a secret. I get it. Okay.
She does. I just, you know, I like to read stuff and like pick out the informational things in there. And, you know, just it might be interesting.
Right.
Because
I have two books. Mm-hmm. I actually have two copies I could probably give you.
That would be great.
When I think about it.
Wait, I'd like borrow them because I'm going to leave here.
No, eventually. you can take them, honestly. I meant to bring them with me when I left for here, but I left them at home, so I bought additional copies. I really don't need doubles of them, you know?
Okay.
So yeah, you can definitely have them. I can drop them off to you in the morning, I think.
Yeah, put them awesome. In like a, you know, something.
Discreet bag? Yeah, I got you. She's like, I got you, girl. Don't worry.
She winks so uncute. She does like the mouth open and like a slow wink.
Yeah.
A double wink where she thinks she's winking, but it's just.
Yeah. She's actually blinking.
Yeah. She just laughs. Blinks. Like, you are so far gone, aren't you? How much have you had to drink tonight?
Not as much as I would have thought. And she hiccups. And she covers her mouth.
If you don't drink very often, that makes a lot of sense.
She nods.
Be safe.
Okay, bye.
Have fun.
And she makes her way back. And then I guess the party dies down eventually.
Yeah.
They'll stay out as long as they can.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think Vera stays at a level, almost like a level 2 drunk most of the night for the rest of it.
I'm gonna make one more roll. 2.
Are you level 3?
What level? Oh. No.
You're level 2?
I was at a minus D6. What am I at now?
You're level 3. By the end of the night, you're asleep, actually. Varys has to carry you upstairs.
It gets to the point where, like, I can't stand up straight, you know?
Yeah.
We're, like, dancing, and she's just like...
He's like, so I think it's a good time to call it a night. He nods.
Ivy giggles.
And he's going
to... Let's do one more dance, Ween. One more. I think.
No,
I think you're ready for bed.
I'm so tired. And we've got to go in the morning.
Need to go to sleep?
Mm-hmm. We've got to go early.
Okay.
Early.
Where are we going?
We're going to the plant shit.
Okay, I love plants.
I know you do. And so we're going to go see them in the morning.
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm. So we've got to go to bed.
Varys is going to help both of them up the stairs to the inn.
Varys, as we're walking back, she kind of like falls behind. She's going to try to hop on your back. She gets like a running start.
Oh no. Okay.
What do I have to roll?
Acrobatics.
Oh boy.
Remember, you've got a... If you're at a level 3, I'm going to...
You're at D12?
You're at disadvantage.
And I have a negative D6.
And you have a negative D6.
Love this. Okay. Acrobatics.
Do you say anything or are you just...
I do not. So that's a 9 on 1. Oh, that was a natural 20. God damn it. It's a 3 total. I got a negative 6.
You start to run, but you trip and fall flat on your face. And there's so many people in the bar area that are like, oh my god, are you okay? Laura!
And Maris goes over to you and immediately just scoops you up.
She's like, did you fall?
No, but the world is tilting a little, I will admit. So
it's tilting so much. Could we go upstairs?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Time to go.
And he carries you up the stairs bridal style.
Ivy gets 3 glasses of water. And I'm gonna roll.
To see if you can carry them.
See if I can carry them all.
Negative D6.
18 minus 1. 17. Yeah. I think her shirt gets a little wet, but she does carry them all up.
Amazing. Nice. Mind you get up there and Alara's chugging the endless canteen.
And she just shrugs and puts the glasses on the nightstand.
Yes.
Paris sets you down for a second when you get upstairs.
She leans against the wall and just sags. So she's on the floor.
Yeah. He's like, oh shit. And he picks you back up.
Hey, no, it's okay.
No, you're not going to sleep in the floor, Laura.
I'm
going to
sleep right where I am.
No, you're not.
Because it's bedtime, so what else are we supposed to do?
Well, you're going
go to bed.
Into a bed, obviously.
Where do you take Alara? Do you take Alara into Ivy's bedroom? Or...
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He picks her up and carries her into Alara's room. I mean, Ivy's room.
Mm-hmm.
And lays her down. And he starts taking her fucking boots off.
Ivy just takes off her dress.
Love it.
So she's in underwear and then, like, whatever passes for a bra and climbs into bed.
Love that.
Yep.
Varys uses mage hand and shuts the door before anyone can see you.
Yeah. She didn't even bother.
You're taking off my boots for me. Do you have to take off your own boots, too?
Oh, I will. Don't worry.
She's, like, laying on the bed. She sits up really fast.
Whoa.
Yeah, are you dizzy? Maybe don't do that, perhaps.
She nods and smiles.
Ivy hands you a glass of water, Alara.
She takes it with both hands and, like, starts chugging it until it's empty, and she hands you back the empty glass.
Yeah, Varys will chug his as well. And takes off his boots. He goes to go lay down on the mattress on the floor.
I think she just collapses on the bed.
I think he's going to take his shirt off. He's just going to sleep on the bed. So he hits the mattress and he waits for you two to fall asleep. And then he just passes the fuck out.
You watch as Ivy's hand, like, Ivy's arm hangs off the side of the bed and she's, like, reaching for your hand. Varys.
Aw. He reaches up and he holds it.
And Alara's just at the bottom of the bed or in the bed?
No, he laid her down beside Ivy.
Okay. She's sleeping in her dress and yeah. she's sleeping.
Yeah, Ivy holds your hand too.
Aw.
Nah.
She's dead to the world.
Yeah. And they all go to sleep.
Pass the fuck out. Roll for hangovers. No.
Yeah. Actually, I do think Alara needs to roll for a hangover.
Oh my god, yeah. Should I roll it now or next time?
Thanks so much for listening. We are grateful for the love and support.
If you're enjoying the show, please consider leaving us a 5-star review and tell your friends about us too. A like, subscribe, or share goes a long way for small creators like us.
If you want more Tales of Three, head over to our Patreon, where we have a ton of free bloopers and episode extras, as well as some paid tiers with even more perks.
Speaking of, we want to give a huge shout out to our Green Fiend Patreon supporters, Michael, Jen Bear, and Sang Luna.
Also, if you join the Red Rogues for $5 a month, you'll get access to RDCC, an after show where we deep dive into character motivations, player reactions, and give a glimpse at our creative process.
And with that, our story pauses here for today. Join us next time as we continue our adventures, and remember, it's never too late to start your own.
Bye! Bye.
Hello, everyone!
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Comment Reads. Dun, dun, dun! Today we have a comment for two comments for episode 42, A Day at Court, everyone's favorite episode, I know. Sakura Fire says, this day of court could have been an email. Ha ha.
I agree
as well. Okay, second one is from Jemberry. I got secondhand embarrassment from Alara's training session. You're welcome. Also, love how Titania almost broke character during court. You're welcome. She tried so hard not to. Correct. I can't wait to see what quest the group gets from this day. Oh, or if they can stop the war. That could be a lot of fun. That is wild to think that
3 level 5 people can stop a war.
But we appreciate your confidence in us.
Yes, thank you very much for your faith in us. Episode 43, Basil's Workshop. Jen Berry says, I could just see Lara getting adopted into the family and just blowing up the workshop with Basil. Me too.
Me too.
Honestly. Sometimes it seems like she belongs there. You know?
Basil's already picking out rooms for the two of them.
Spoiler alert, Ivy and Alara are actually sisters. That's the big plot twist, and you heard it here first.
You get it early.
You get it 150 episodes before.
You know what's great about that?
What?
No one will believe you.
That's why, you know? That's the whole point.
We come back to the estate and they built two separate wings for Alara and Paris in the meantime.
You know what would be wild though? And this weren't like, this is not it, but if Basil was really Alara's dad and he just had a phase where he was fucking around and that would be wild.
And before he met Vassal.
Yeah.
He settled down.
But anyways. I mean,
you don't know, Basil could have been a playboy. Episode 44, Art Appreciation.
Speaking of fucking.
Jen Berry says, who do you fuck, Alara? LMFAO, gods, Ivy, love you so much. Love you too. Also, love how Alara just kept going with the art analogy. The conversation between Vez and Ivy was amazing. I love those two's dynamics are always on point.
Thank you.
They are. I love them. Episode 45, A Map and a Book. Who done it? ? Jen Berry says, the book was written by one of Vez's other selves in a past life? ? Maybe. I have a theory that Alara and Ivy are going through the library to find a version of the multiverse where Ivy, Alara, and Vez make it through alive and happy. They are giving themselves clues to make sure they meet and guide them to a better future? Well, first of all, I have no idea what library you're talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about, first of all.
But thank you.
What do you mean there's a library? With the multiverse?
We haven't been in a library.
What is a multiverse?
Multiple multiverses. Like, multiple, you know how a song universes? Has multiple verses?
Anyway.
Any whore. Just kidding.
Laura.
Sorry.
Damn.
Do we have to read one more?
I don't know.
One-shots? That time they were definitely wizards. Definitely wizards. Jen Berry says, it's the quest wizards! This family has so many problems and subdivisions, LMFAO. Fucking love the quest wizards. I'm so glad you went with my nonsense. Spell component, glitter! Vez is going to have random-ass glitter nightmares in the OG universe. Vez needs a restraining order from those rats. Alara would get you all caught and almost arrested. I'll send you more NPCs soon.
Yes, if you didn't know, well, first, thank you, Jen Bear, for the NPCs. If you join our Patreon at the Green Fiends tier, you can suggest NPCs for us to introduce into the world, like items and NPCs. I don't remember what else. You should probably go read it, though, if you're interested. But yeah, you can do that, and then sometimes I'll base a whole one-shot around them.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's it for us, I think, today.
Thanks for leaving comments.
Yes, we appreciate it very much. If you have questions or comments or concerns,
let us know.
Yeah, leave them a comment.
Sweet dreams. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
All right.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Let's get into the
show. Yeah, let's get into it.
Your nails are so cool.
Oh, right? Did I not show y'all my
nails?
No,
you did, but we didn't see them on. We saw them like when they were being painted.
I love.
How cool.
I love
it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm very happy with these.
I know, you tell me. What did Jared say? Dingling Swain.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, oh, I love getting embarrassed.
Hi. It's me.
It's me, your boy.
Just think about our peak stream and
Derek,
how
the from the
we flirt jokingly.
I'll be fine once we get into it. It's always just starting the damn thing.
I gets totally me. Get it. Amazing. Yeah. I'm like, mwah. I'm going to the NPC voice clips. Thank God we have these.
Right.
Cunty, unaffected, and low. I love that description.
It's literally his voice.
I love it. I see what you mean. I see what you mean. This is cunty.
Mm-hmm.
But
I
yeah.
I love him for it.
He said, you look beautiful.
Oh. Ooh.
I have to, it dawned on me that I have to describe what he's wearing now.
You sent something at one point.
I did, and I'm just
remember
if I want to use it or not.
What, for him to wear? At the party?
Yeah.
Because I remember.
I felt like it was a little overdressy for the party, is all.
Amara's wearing a dress. This is a big deal. Well, it's a fake dress because it's actually shorts if you see it from behind. No, it is, I think it is a dress and she has shorts on underneath. Or is it like a skort? I think a skort. I think she's a skort girl.
I love it.
Yeah. You said skort.
Yeah, I did? Okay. I couldn't remember if I said shorts underneath or not.
Lol.
Did you just go lol?
Yeah.
His whole vibe changed.
It did. His aura shifted.
Yeah. Mm. He's like,
What is she going to say next?
I don't know. You tell us.
I'm waiting for her to tell me.
Yeah. I'm obsessed. Ivy doesn't know.
No, she doesn't.
Right? No one knows.
She has an inkling that some shit went down.
But she doesn't know that. Mm-mm. No one knows that Varys and Jerick were together, right? Okay.
No. Mm-mm. Well, the guards might.
Fair.
Novik does.
Novik knows. Yeah.
Novik knows for sure. He's heard all about it.
Novik's apartment is right next door to Jerick. No, I'm kidding.
No.
I think Novik would hang himself. He would rather die.
I'm obsessed.
He'd be like, I'm gonna go, actually.
I'm gonna take a bit of a shift. I know I just got off shift, but
yeah,
I know I almost died. That's actually why he took the shift the other day after he almost died.
Actually, yes, that's canon now. He left because Jerick was fucking someone.
Yeah.
And then he came back after a shift, and then when he got on shift, he realized that it was Varys because he was coming back from. He wanted to die.
Oh, so hard.
Yeah. But anyway.
But yeah.
Well, somebody was.
so hard. Uh-huh. We are actually 13-year-old boys. I don't know if anyone knows this.
You never grow out of it.
Yeah. No, it never goes away.
Was he emboldened by liquor, or have you flirted before?
Oh, we banged. What?
Dogs.
Dogs?
Yeah. Dogs?
Wolves. It'd be fun. Just regular wolves.
Isn't Varys afraid of wolves? Dogs?
Yes. Mm-hmm. No. All right, okay. that could be funny, though.
What direction do you want this party to go in right now?
I'm going to change it. I forgot about that.
You're tipsy and scared. This is a final destination
Ivy party. He'll hide behind Ivy.
Mm-hmm. Ivy's like,
this tall man hiding behind her.
Is Novik an only child? Or is he the youngest?
he doesn't have parents.
He doesn't have a family. He's actually an orphan.
He's a blonde.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, he was raised in the capital, like under the monastery that trained him.
Obsessed.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he would.
So that's why he was a fuck ass little kid.
Damn.
Yeah.
Obsessed, actually.